Welcome back to Tesla Daily News Podcast. It's Wednesday, February 4th, 2026. Today, we're tracking a new Model Y trim in the US, a big regulatory shift in China that affects Tesla's design playbook, fresh clarity on Tesla's in-car computer roadmap, and two major autonomy headlines that shape the long-term robotaxi debate. Let's jump in. Story 1. Tesla adds a new Model Y all-wheel drive variant in the US at a very specific price point. Tesla just introduced a new Model Y all-wheel drive version in the United States, priced at $41,990. Context here is straightforward. Tesla's core business is still volume vehicles, and Model Y is the company's bestseller. When Tesla adds a new configuration, it's usually doing one of three things: smoothing demand, protecting factory utilization, or optimizing margins through mix. Details. The key data point is the list price, $41,990. That price sits in a sensitive zone for US demand because shoppers cross-shop Model Y against a widening field of midsize electric SUVs. A new all-wheel drive option also gives Tesla a lever to upsell customers who want better traction and performance without pushing them all the way into the highest trims. Impact for investors. This looks like a demand-shaping move rather than a revolutionary product update. In the near term, a broader trim ladder can help stabilize order flow and keep production lines humming, which matters for gross margin and operating leverage. The risk, as always, is that adding variants can mask weaker demand if it's paired with heavier incentives later. Takeaway: watch whether this new trim holds price integrity over the next 6 to 8 weeks, or whether Tesla starts stacking incentives on top of it. Mix management is one of the biggest near-term drivers of automotive gross margin. Story 2. China is banning hidden door handles, and Tesla's design language is directly in the spotlight. China will ban hidden, flush, or retractable-styled door handles on cars sold in the country, with rules taking effect on January 1, 2027. Context: China is the world's biggest auto market and one of Tesla's most strategically important geographies. When China sets a hardware safety standard, it doesn't just affect one model year. It can drive redesigns, supplier changes, and eventually influence standards elsewhere. Details from the reporting: the new rules require both interior and exterior mechanical releases. Models already approved for launch reportedly get additional time to comply, effectively a multi-year transition window. Impact for Tesla shareholders: the financial impact is unlikely to be huge by itself, but it's not zero. Any mandated redesign can create incremental bill of material cost, engineering time, and production complexity. More importantly, it's a reminder that minimalist, software-forward design still runs into real-world safety and regulatory constraints. If Tesla has to adjust hardware in China, investors should ask whether that change becomes global to simplify manufacturing or whether Tesla carries region-specific complexity. Takeaway: monitor whether Tesla updates China-built vehicles with more explicit mechanical overrides and whether regulators in Europe or the US follow with similar rules. Small design changes can ripple through manufacturing efficiency. Story 3. Tesla says there is no hardware 4.5 and the AP45 label was an error. Tesla is pushing back on rumors that new deliveries, especially Model Y, are shipping with a brand new hardware 4.5 computer. According to reporting citing an internal notice to North American sales advisors, Tesla says current customer deliveries do not include hardware 4.5 and that AP45 was a temporary labeling mistake. Context: investors care about this because Tesla's autonomy narrative, including full self-driving, is tightly linked to hardware capability. Any new compute generation can trigger questions about retrofit obligations, take rate, deferred revenue, and customer satisfaction. Details: the key point is clarity. Hardware 4 remains the shipping baseline for vehicles delivered to customers right now, according to Tesla's statement. Impact: this reduces near-term uncertainty. If hardware 4.5 were shipping quietly, it could create immediate customer backlash from recent buyers, and it could complicate Tesla's messaging around the future of full self-driving performance. By denying it, Tesla keeps the current platform story cleaner, but it also means investors shouldn't model a sudden step change in in-car compute shipping volumes yet. Takeaway: if you're tracking FSD progress as part of your Tesla thesis, today's headline is essentially no hidden hardware catalyst in the channel. Expect improvements to be software-led in the near term, not a surprise hardware refresh. Story 4. Waymo just raised a massive round, and it resets the competitive baseline for robotaxis. Waymo raised $16 billion in new financing at a reported valuation of about $126 billion. Context: Tesla bulls often argue that Tesla's robotaxi strategy will be advantaged by fleet scale, cost, and the ability to turn millions of customer cars into revenue-generating assets. Waymo is the strongest counterweight. It's already operating driverless ride hail in select markets and is heavily focused on safety validation and regulatory engagement. Details. The numbers matter here. $16 billion is an enormous war chest. A $126 billion valuation signals investors believe robotaxis can be a gigantic category and that Waymo has real momentum. Impact for Tesla stock. Competitively, this increases pressure on Tesla to show measurable progress toward a robotaxi product that regulators will accept and customers will trust. It also strengthens the argument that autonomy will be capital-intensive and may reward companies with deep pockets and patient funding. Tesla's advantage is that it can fund autonomy through an operating auto and energy business, but that only works if margins and volumes hold up. Takeaway. When you see Waymo's funding and valuation, translate it into one investor question. What milestone does Tesla need to hit next to keep the autonomy multiple credible? For markets, milestones beat promises. Story 5. Musk merges SpaceX and XAI in a trillion-plus deal, and Tesla investors should read the "What does this mean for Tesla?" section carefully. Elon Musk announced that SpaceX has acquired XAI in an all-stock deal, with a combined value reported around $1,250 billion. Context. Tesla is not part of this transaction, but Tesla is part of the orbit around it. Musk's company share talent pipelines, executive attention, and sometimes capital relationships. Whenever Musk rearranges the corporate chessboard, Tesla investors have to consider both distraction risk and potential synergy narratives. Details. Coverage frames the merger around an ambition to build space-based data centers, leveraging near-constant solar power in orbit. Other reporting emphasizes a more immediate motivation, XAI's need for funding, given the enormous costs of chips, data centers, and energy. Impact on Tesla. Indirectly, this can affect sentiment in a few ways. 1. Attention and bandwidth. Tesla shareholders frequently price in a key person premium, and big moves elsewhere can reignite concerns about focus. 2. Competition for AI resources. If XAI is pulling more compute and talent into its own stack, investors may ask how that interacts with Tesla's autonomy training needs. 3. Capital market optics. The deal highlights how expensive frontier AI has become. That matters because Tesla's long-term valuation case depends on AI-led software revenue, but AI-led software revenue requires sustained investment. Takeaway. This is not a direct Tesla revenue story today, but it's a Tesla narrative story. If Tesla trades on autonomy optimism, Wall Street will compare Tesla's AI execution pace against well-funded alternatives. Story 6. Early Europe read-through looks soft, and the market is watching demand signals. Separate reporting points to continued weakness in Tesla's European performance to start 2026, based on early January registration data in major markets. Context. Europe has become a tougher battleground. Competition is deeper, incentives vary by country, and consumers have more compelling non-Tesla options than they did a few years ago. Details. While the reporting we have today is directional rather than a full region-wide delivery breakdown, the takeaway is that investors are still seeing demand softness in Europe as a recurring theme. Impact. If Europe remains weak, Tesla may lean harder on price and incentives, and that flows straight into automotive gross margin. It also affects the narrative around Tesla's growth rate versus the broader EV category. Takeaway. Treat Europe registrations as a near real-time demand indicator. If the slope improves over the next month, it supports the case that new trims and refreshed configurations are working. If it doesn't, expect more margin debate. All right, let's wrap it up. Today's big themes. Tesla is fine-tuning Model Y pricing and configurations in the US. China is forcing a safety-driven hardware rethink with the hidden door handle ban starting in 2027. Tesla is clarifying there's no hardware 4.5 shipping right now, and the autonomy race is heating up with Waymo's $16 billion raise. For tomorrow, watch for any new regional registration updates, any Tesla pricing or incentive changes tied to that new Model Y trim, and any additional clarity on Tesla's near-term autonomy milestones. If you want this podcast in your feed every morning, subscribe to Tesla Daily News Podcast and follow us for daily Tesla updates.